Robo Brailer Crashes the Braille Challenge by Edward, Tyler, Garrett, Damien, Bella, Clara, Kyle, Zoe, Sandy, Kendra, and with help from Miss Haygood. Here's creativity from a bunch of kids with a teacher's help. Once there was a Braille Challenge event at Washington State School for the visually impaired and deafblind. Princess Leia came to entertain them with a lightsaber lesson in how to be a Jedi, and Sophia came to juggle. Choir led a singing group. It was a very entertaining Braille challenge, but there was one problem. An uninvited guest appeared to crash the event. While they were enjoying the break time show, something strange happened to Damien's Brailler that was sitting alone on his desk. It started drumming and rumbling, and it sprouted two hands out the sides and a pair of shoes to help it walk from underneath the table. Even stranger, it started to talk. It read out loud every brailled word that it created on its own. It seemed to have a life and a mind of its own. When Damien returned from the show, the Brailler said, "What's up? Has the Force been with you?" Damien felt terrified, and he screamed to Miss Jansen, "There's something strange going on with my Brailler." When Miss Jansen got there, the Brailler had turned into its old-fashioned self. No arms, no shoes, no words. It looked just like an ordinary Brailler. "This Brailler was alive, and I didn't even recognize it. It was talking, and it could make sign language with its hands," said Damien. Miss Jansen said, "There is no such thing as a talking Brailler, Damien. I think you are pulling my leg." She turned to leave the room, but as she walked away, she heard the Brailler singing, "Que me vas a dar si vuelvo?" She turned around and said, "Who sang that?" She looked at the machine, but it was silent. She turned around to leave again, and the machine said, "Would you like a translation?" She kept walking out the door, but she peeked in to check on the Brailler. As she watched, the Brailler sprouted some wings and followed her down the hall, and it asked her, "Have you seen Damien? That's who I came to see." She decided she must be having a bad dream. This couldn't be true. Miss Jansen called Mr. Henderson and said, "There is an unauthorized Brailler on campus, and it can talk and sing and speak Spanish and fly, and it's following me around the halls. Can you send the Braille police?" Mr. Henderson called B911, the number for Braille emergencies. Tyler and Garrett, the Braille cops, answered, "What's your Braille emergency? We're here to help." Mr. Henderson said, "We have a flyaway Brailler crashing our event." Tyler and Garrett showed up in their flying Braille copter, and they arrested the uninvited Robo Brailler and put him in Braille jail. Robo Brailler had to get some help, so he got on the phone and he called his old friend Zoe. He said, "I made a huge mistake. I crashed the Braille challenge. How ironic is that? You would think they welcome me with open keys." Zoe replied, "We humans don't have keys. We have arms. But I get your point. Can I come to help you?" Robo Brailler said, "I don't want you to get arrested, too. I can't ask you to help me escape." Zoe answered, "I can bail you out, but how much does it cost?" Robo Brailler said, "My bail is $10 million. Zoe decided it would be better to get him a lawyer. Based on your story, you didn't really break any laws, and Mr. Henderson never asked you to leave before he called the police. You should have a good case." At court, Judge Kyle said, "You can be free if you promise to be a regular Brailler without arms, wings, or feet, and be silent from now on." Robo said, "I think I'll just stay in jail because I can't give up my superpowers." Harley Quinn, Joker's girlfriend from Batman, was his cellmate in jail. He thought she was the best bunkie ever. He kind of loved her a little bit. One day she said, "We should bust out of the jail tonight. We can leave and get married." That night, they crawled through the drainpipe under the shower that led into a dark, dirty tunnel. As they slithered down the slimy tunnel, Robo felt something changing. He'd had glaucoma for many years, but as they slithered together, he saw a few flashes of light and heard a loud, sharp click behind him. When they emerged from the sewage pipe, He was surprised, angry, and disappointed because he couldn't see any light at all. Now he was a blind robo-brailer. He hoped he wouldn't lose his hearing, too, because it would be really hard to get around. Harley Quinn said, "Are we still going to be married?" Robo responded, "Do you still love me, even though I can't see you anymore?" She didn't answer. Robo Brailer was having difficulty recognizing where he was without his vision. He hoped that Harley Quinn would still marry him, even though he was blind, but she had to guide him everywhere. Sylvia, a lovely small fairy, flew away when she saw Robo approaching. She was very shy. She was confused, too, because she'd never seen a walking Braille writer. She had an idea, though, for something that would help Robo to move around. She plucked a sunflower stem from the ground and laid it in front of Robo so he would find it. Harley Quinn, his girlfriend, was guiding him when she spotted the beautiful flower stem glowing and standing up on its roots. The sunflower was taller than a Braille writer and as tall as a tree. Sylvia decided she would introduce herself. "Hi, I'm Sylvia. I'm glad you found the sunflower. You can use it as a cane, and you don't even need to prune it because it's just the right length for flying." Robo was a little bit scared of Sylvia. "I'm just a little fairy, but you're a big, heavy brailer with arms and legs. That's scary to me." She was feeling a little fragile. Harley Quinn said, "Don't be afraid. We were just on our way to our wedding, and now Robo can travel by himself down the aisle with his new cane." Sylvia said, "I'll come to the wedding. I'll fly behind you, and I'll bring some baby sunflowers that are small enough for bouquets." The wedding was in the forest. At first, they were just flying up to the altar to say their wedding words, and everyone was happy. Then, the dark clouds started to build up around the wedding. The Thunder Fairies, with black hair, skin, and clothing, appeared to crash the wedding. They were angry because they weren't invited. Robo invited them to the wedding at the last minute, and they changed into their rainbow fairy dresses, and they had a wonderful party together after the wedding. The end.